reminiscing on the good old days. I want you guys to understand something about me. Yes, I'm filthy rich. However, I come genuinely from nothing. I'm not one of those guys who says, I come from nothing, I did it all myself, and they didn't. I actually did. I was born in Washington, D.C., on Andrews Air Force Base. My father was in the military. We moved to Southside Chicago, the ghetto, then Detroit, then Gary, Indiana, which at the time was the murder capital of the world. Then I went to Goshen, Indiana when I was around 4, tiny little town. I was in Goshen, Indiana until I was 11, and then I moved to Luton, England, which was voted the worst place to live in England. And still, I managed to make all this money all by myself. So I started from nothing. And sometimes, me and Tristan sit around, and we miss the old days. Yes, I have all this money, yes, I have a Bugatti, every car, diamond watch, a mansion, blah, blah. But sometimes I miss sitting around with my brother in a tiny apartment with 22 pounds. I'm thinking, fuck it, let's spunk it all on a kebab. That made me genuinely happy, spending all my last money on takeaway. Now I buy takeaway, doesn't do anything. Who cares? So me and Tristan were having a conversation the other day. What are the bad things about being rich? Everyone knows the good things. But as a man who's genuinely come from the bottom and is now genuinely at the top, I'm going to tell you some of the bad things about being rich. Because there are bad things about being rich. And I wrote some of them down, and that's why I'm going to check my phone occasionally. My scenario, me being rich, is kind of different than most people who are rich. Because there's a lot of people who are rich, like family, money, all this kind of stuff. But me, I did it all by myself. So I've got a problem which is kind of unique to my wealth. And the problem is that I am at the top of the tree. I'm at the very, very tip top of the food chain. And what's happened is, basically anyone I interact with, ever, wants something from me. Even if it's just my time, they want something. When I wake up in the morning, I have about 1,000 WhatsApp messages. And I start to go through. This chick wants this. Mother needs this. This chick wants that. Car dealership wants me to buy another car. This person wants that. This guy wants me to invest. That everyone wants things from me all the time. I understand, because it must be like you're Joe Schmo. You wake up and say, who's the coolest person? Who's the richest, smartest guy? I have his phone number. Andrew. If there's a problem, and anyone who knows me, anybody, if there's a problem in their life, they message me. Doesn't matter what it is. The toilet could fucking break. They need some money. Stranded. Whatever. I'm just a go-to guy. Tate can fix it. So everyone always wants things from me. When I was broke, nobody wants shit from me. Because they knew I couldn't do shit. Or they thought I couldn't do shit. Right? But now that I'm rich, every single person who messages me, it's just a constant stream of requests. They may hide them. They may shield them. They may put them behind a veil. They may say, just take a few days off and let's go to the mountains. I really love you. Those other girls don't really love you. Trying to take my time. My time is my money. They all want something. So that's the first thing that happened when I got rich. I realized everybody wants things from me all the time. And I don't mind. I'm not complaining, right? I don't even think this video is a complaint video. And I don't want you to sit there and think, ha ha ha, more money, more problems, da da. Because I love being fucking rich. And I love being top of the food chain. I was built for this. I'm a king. I couldn't live any other way. But I'm very aware as I go through my day-to-day life that everybody wants something from me. They try and frame it. They say, hey, I've got an opportunity for you. The opportunity is not for me, friend, because I don't need your shit. The opportunity is for you, because you want my money. You're going to come and give me your business plan and try and convince me that I'm the lucky one with the opportunity when you're trying to walk away with millions of my dollars. No. So the first thing is when you're rich, everyone wants things from you all of the time. That's the first thing that happens. The second thing that I don't really like about being rich. Food used to be a big deal. So my brother and I, we've always lived together. And when we were broke and we were training for world title fights.
This kid is dangerous. Like his style or not, he will knock you out.
So we were world level athletes with no money. We invented a dish that was so bland, We called it flavor because it was the only way you could add flavor to the dish. So it had the name flavor, but it was extremely bland. And it was white rice, frozen peas, because they're cheap, kidney beans. Kidney beans have more protein per 100 grams than minced beef. Did you know that? I found out when I was broke, walking the aisles at a grocery store, trying to find the cheapest protein money can buy. Couldn't bring myself to be a vegetarian, so I'd add a little bit of meat, minced beef. And if I was really rich, I'd have hot sauce. But that was like $2 or $3 without adding nutritional sustenance. It was just purely for taste. And I couldn't often afford that. Literally, you have no idea how broke I was when I was fighting. Kickboxing does not pay. So for a good 3-year period of my life, I lived on this flavor. We'd cook it twice a week, cook on a Sunday and on a Wednesday, and we'd make these big pots of rice, green peas, kidney beans, and a bit of minced beef. That was it. And every once in a while, if my friends came over and they had more money than me, or if I went to a fight show and I was getting a paid dinner, or if I was out with, you know, my uncle who had money, and they'd buy me a steak. Woo! You ever had a steak for the first time in 3 months after eating nothing but flavor? You don't understand the level of happiness. Food was amazing when I was poor. What's food now? All I do is eat steaks. I walk into the restaurant and say, give me your most expensive steak. And you know what's most annoying about that? I say that and they start talking about options. Okay, well, we have the tomahawk or the ribeye. I asked for your most expensive. It's in numbers. Which number is higher? Oh, the tomahawk. Then why are you fucking talking about a ribeye? You dumb bitch. Of course, I don't say it like that. I say, ha 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 ha, I'll take the tomahawk, please, because I'm a polite man. I'll take the most expensive steak. I don't care. I don't care what cut of beef it is. It's a cow. They cut the cow this way. They cut the cow that way. I don't give a shit. I walk in the restaurant. Give me your most expensive steak. Tristan also. Give me the most expensive steak. Okay, yeah, what sides would you like? All of them. All of them? Yeah, give me all the sides. We sit there with two fucking $400 steaks. We have a bite of each side, a little bit of macaroni and cheese, a bit of mashed potato, a bit of green beans, one fry, leave them basically all uneaten. And we walk off with our $1,000 lunch, and we don't even really appreciate it. And that's all we do every day. Food means nothing when you're rich. It's too cheap. Outside of houses, boats, and planes, I don't check the price of anything. If I see a new supercar launch and I want it, I'll buy it. Buckle the fuck up. 21 different wealth creation methods, 21 different professors, daily lessons, and daily work plans. Turning your money into more money or making money from zero. Could make money near instantly. That's what I'm teaching you. That's what Hustlers University is. The link is in the description. Doesn't matter if it's 200 grand, 300 grand, 400 grand, 500 grand, 600 grand. All the same. Peasants numbers. Who gives a shit? Put it on the card. No big deal.
450,000 US.
Bargain.
Or do you take card?
Well, of course.
So imagine how much we don't care about food. So food has lost all its fun. I know there's some really rich, pompous losers who go, oh, I get to go to a Michelin star restaurant. Michelin star, and I get this wine. I'm not a dork. Anyone with a brain knows that the jerk chicken from the Jamaican guy down the road for $5 tastes better than that Michelin star crap, right? So I'm not going to sit there and pretend it's amazing. I've eaten it all. I just want to be full. You can give me bread and butter, bro. Just quickly eat. I don't care. So food is no longer a thing. Since I stopped eating flavor and became filthy rich, food is boring. If you ever see a man who's talking about food, oh, I had this amazing steak at this one restaurant. This steak is so amazing. He's broke. He's a brokey. Because if the steak was so amazing, he'd eat it every day. And he'd eat it every day to the point where he doesn't want to talk about it anymore. But he doesn't do that because he can't afford it. You understand? So whenever you see anyone talking about bragging about the meal they cooked or this ingredient they got or that steak they had, just do, because people do that to me all the time. And I'm just sitting there going, you're poor. Interesting. Oh, you're broke. Yes, okay. Oh, you went on your birthday and had that steak. Oh, wow. Once a year. Broke talk. Brokies. Real G's. Every day. Minor. anything.